As Commodity Classic continues, we're catching up with another Nebraska grower. Dan Wesley joins us now. Let's talk, Dan, here at Classic. It's been a busy couple of days already for you, but you also have a role being a part of an action team.
Yes, I am. I'm currently the chairman for the Feed, Food, and Industrial Action Team, and that basically deals with livestock and new uses for corn.
What are some of the things that you guys discussed during the meeting?
Yesterday we had Corn Congress and we talked about policy. So we introduced a couple of new policies to the committee, and they got passed. One was dealing with the meat, the cell culture meat, and just having that labeled and identified as such. And we were strongly in favor of the regulations that, you know, other meat gets regulated by, and so we would like to see that also subject to that. We're in favor of that, and so we passed a resolution on that. Recently we were in Denver here a couple weeks ago, and we met with a research firm that deals with possibly new uses, and they can't use corn because corn is identified solely as food. And so we're going to spend some time in D.C. here in a couple weeks and see if we can get some of that started to get changed. So it's, you know, there's a wide range. Don't hold corn back because it's just food. It can be food, and it also can be used as a fuel source. So
that's a great option for you guys to be able to expand your footprint per se when it comes to the industry.
It is. Corn is used in so many variety of things. I mean, you go to the store and they say there's over 4,000 items that are made from corn. We need to continue to use that and not maybe find the next ethanol, but we need to grow slowly into something like that. And so we continue to work on new uses all the time.
That's my conversation with Dan Wesley right here at Commodity Classic. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.